The personalities on this radio show are ready to rumble.
Ready to rumble.
You ain't nothing but a...
You just gotta do everything in moderation.
Everybody stop talking now. Attention. I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time.
Only on the best hit station in the Bay.
You're listening to
Good Gamers Radio.
Ayo, what's good? What's popping, everybody? My name is Esmeralda Ramsey, the one and only Gruscope Galligan to ever do it like me. Otherwise known as Diego, the Big Don Dada, in and around these streets. This is the extended cut, and I am here with the lovely, beautiful, ever so gorgeous,
your favorite, the Chris Gooden Flaming, your girl Bentley. What's up? What's popping? What's good, everybody?
We live, baby.
We're live. We're back. Back like
we never lived. On purr. On purr. Miss Ma'am, how you doing?
I'm good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm chilling.
But you look bad. Recess is around the corner.
Oh, I can't wait. But problem is, you know how recess is a scam.
It is, hey?
This, like, you one week long recess, it's a scam, baby.
I actually sub about people that are going home. Like, people that live close to the school, like, can't go home. Like, at least you get to go get, like, groceries and stuff.
Right?
Because why do you mean the month just started and I'm on 64 rand?
When I tell you I have more month left than money, you think I'm lying.
Yeah, I don't know how we got you, but I don't like it at all.
I don't like it for us. How has your week been? I know test week.
It's been pretty calm.
Yo.
There's this test. I thought I cooked.
Until the marks came back and you're like, never mind.
I saw my mark and I was like, that is not my mark.
Right?
I did not sleep at 3 a.m. for this mark. No way. I refuse. But now I'm just forced to, like, study hard, I guess.
Right? Long story short, you survived.
But I survived.
You survived.
Survived.
Exactly. And what three songs kept you going? I'm sure it was just gospel.
Nah.
This man, you know that your playlist changes as soon as it's test week, exam week.
Yeah, change.
Yeah,
change. You know that night before you, like, you start, like, you go Google day, was Fiso. But no, guys, I wasn't listening to any gospel. I was actually listening to Rihanna, actually.
Ooh,
I was listening to J. Cole.
Okay.
I was listening to Beyonce as well.
Yeah.
I was listening to the song Tyrant.
Okay.
By Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Power Trip by J. Cole.
Yeah.
With a Riri, bad girl Riri.
Period.
It was a love song.
Okay. L-O-V-E. No, but you listen to that song every week, bro.
Not every week. It was just last week and this week, guys. I was happy. Come on now.
The song has been on repeat.
It has. It has. I'm sure my housemates are tired. Gunini. Like, Gunini.
Not gonna lie, that is such a good song because I also had a little phase where in high school where I was super obsessed with that song, and that was literally the only song I would listen to from the morning to the night.
Yeah,
you know,
okay, it's more like a morning song for me. No, afternoonish.
Like, yeah, because that's like a slow song. It's like a slow burn type of song.
Yeah. No, but I get in it, like, I sing at the top of my lungs.
Period.
You know, like.
Yeah. Cause she does have the pipes like that for
I
real.
Mean, can I, guys? I'm telling you, I'm gonna be the next Tyler.
No, manifest it, okay? We just need to find her a team, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I got the rapper right next to me. You know, like, no, we got it going
on. That was a phase. Moving along.
No, we're not moving on. She's gonna come back. What songs have you been listening to?
There's this new song. Shake That by Chief Keef featuring Mustard. Okay, not really featuring. I mean, it was produced by Mustard. So yeah, Shake That. It's a very short song. It's one of those songs that, like, gets you in the mood, that makes you feel like a bad girl.
Yeah.
You just wanna, you know. And then my second song that kept me going through the week, I was just listening to super hype type of music, where I don't know, man, I wasn't sad, You know what? It was a good week. I can't lie. It was a really good week. So I was listening to really good music, hype music, upbeat type of music. And yeah, the second song I listened to was Quayle Ray, We Time. And lastly, I listened to Don Toliver, What You Need, this week. Those were my three songs.
I feel like you're putting me on. I'm going to go home and listen to all girl, these songs.
Girl, I need to compile a playlist for you.
And you know I'm going to come back and be like, girl, the song, ah!
Period.
But yeah, man. So we went around campus asking you what three songs defined your week. And, you know, how did they define your week? What are you jamming to? And hey, apparently you might just win a goodie bag from Vodacom.
Okay.
So let's get into it.
Hi, my name is Anuvia Singeni, and three songs that got me through this week. First is Always by Daniel Caesar. I mean, come on, it's Daniel Caesar. Who does not listen to Daniel Caesar?
Right.
Daniel Caesar's the best, and oh, the lyrics, my babe. It literally carried me. The second one is Willow by Willow Smith, and it's False Self. I love that song. I listen to it every morning before I shower and before I just start my day. It's literally the best song you can think of and imagine, I guess. And then the third one, it's Head in Jar by Kamari. He recently dropped the song this year, and I just felt like I was so in tune with it, and I just loved it from the get-go. And I've been listening to that song like every single day. I know it's crazy. I'm just that person that can listen to a song every single time and just play it over and over and over again. So yeah, that's basically it. Oh, I love Free Mind by Tims. I just needed to add that one. I know we said three, but like that one I just really needed to add. It's literally my favorite. And yeah, thank you.
Hey guys, this is Nikateko Mlangeni, and oh my god, it's been a week. One of those weeks that will test your spirit and stretch.
Hey my deepers, it's Charles here, and I'll be telling you three songs that I've been jamming and spamming throughout the week. So yeah, listen up. My first song is Picture Me Rolling by Baby Chief Do It. Yeah, it's not a really popular guy, but he's on the come up right now.
Yeah,
he's,
I thought he was talking about Tupac.
But yeah, the song is nice. The beat is nice. The rapping is nice. Yeah, good song. Really like it. Second song is Let's Go by Key Glock.
Okay.
Really good song. Gets me so hyped. Gets me so fired up. Like I can truly lock in when I listen to that song. It's like the first song I listen to when I wake up, go to gym, when I study. Yeah, it really helps me to get in the zone and get the job done. And then the last song is 2024 by Playboi Carti. The beats on that song are incredible, especially the intro. Yeah, that song is good. It really raises my spirits, and like when I'm listening to it, like it makes me feel like I'm entering a whole other dimension. But yeah, that's a good song. Love them.
Hi, my name is Amaji Nisuki, and here are the three songs that shaped my week. The first one was Novocaine, mainly because of like a heavy breakup that happened like in July or something.
Hey, sorry.
And, yeah, not even gonna lie, it really helped. And then the second song, right, was what was it again? I think it was a Chris Brown song. It was one of those old songs. It was Kiss Kiss by Chris Brown and T-Pain.
That
was really for studying because I didn't want to focus on anything else. And then the last song was Celine Dion song, which was which one was it? Because I usually listen to a lot of Celine Dion songs. I think it was Whatever It Takes. Yeah, that was my favorite song in general. I used to listen to that every Sunday, so I got accustomed to that when I study for exams. So yeah, those are the three songs that shaped my week.
Banger playlist.
Banger indeed.
Banger for real.
Okay, last one.
All right.
Hi, my name is Bubu Senlebe. It has been a rough week, to say the least. But the three songs that kept me going was Novocaine by Frank Ocean, Viva the Legend by Ruzoinge, Our Queen, and Gift by Meta. You guys should check her out. Thank you.
Wow. I seriously need to update my playlist, but
love me some friends.
Everybody
ocean.
Has such right. People are going through it, number one, but it's okay. You'll bounce back.
It's just about that time of the year where everybody's going through something.
Right?
What's going on?
People are going through it, relationships are ending. Year-end fatigue comes with a lot of stress and drama, guys, but it's okay. We got you. And to comfort you, you do stand a chance to win a goodie bag from Vodacom. So thank you so much for sending your interaction. Thank you so much for your playlist. Thank you so much for the music. And yeah, keep soldiering on, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and listen to all these songs. Real. I mean, I'm not going through a breakup. Mara, hey, sometimes.
Maybe,
sometimes.
You know, it doesn't have to be a relationship type of break, like a, you know, romantic relationship type of breakup. Like, you can be in love with school and you'd still, you know, if you fail a test, that breaks your heart because it's like, wow, the love of my life.
Because that lecture's beefing with me. There's no way. There's no way.
Don't worry, girl. Don't worry, girl. Speaking of top 10 lists to... I don't know, man. Maybe lift your mood up.
You know,
get over the test.
Take the songs that took Mediva's community by storm.
Real.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Sitting at number 10, we've got Something Soweto with Intanda. So, are you all ready?
Yes, please.
Let's get it. All right, and at number 9, we have Toluuti.
If you don't know this one, then I don't know, because you're living under a rock for real. This is such a banger.
Yeah, like, Toluuti.
Right, this song feels like a warm hug, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so this one has Jay-Z Works featuring Mahu. We also have, sitting at number 8, we've got Tyler with, of course, Dynamite.
Okay.
I know what I want from you. You know what you want from me. I just wanna back it up, don't be.
And she's doing the song with Wizkid.
Hey, this is such a good song.
So tell me where you wanted me to be.
What she say? She's ready to go for a bus stop. I am long overdue for that. Yes.
You know what, guys? We always have a good time with Tyler. All right, let's get it with Isaka by SZA, Jay-Z Works. Let's go. Coming up next with Kabza and a small with Ipupa. Let's get it. I really wish I could have gone to the Scorpion King's.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
But unfortunately, I couldn't.
Finances.
Hey, finances were not doing what they had to do. But shout out to the king of Amapiano, man. Love it for him. Next up, we have Umafikizolo with Uyanglingwa Unyogo.
Okay. Coming in strong.
I've never heard a bad Umafikizolo song.
No, real, hey?
Never. Love it. Oh, number 4 with Tyler, Mr. Media.
Once again. Okay.
Why you gotta tell him lie? Honestly, I'm a surprise. Always talking about my why. Mr. Media, why? I just said I was fly. No matter how hard I try, I can never get it right. It's a caddy, but I like to twerk.
Alright, next up we have Jay-Z Works, Mahu, and Tuku Taylor with Usizwa Njani. And we have our top two, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready to rumble?
I am. Drum roll,
please. Spinning at number two, we have Abantwana Wako with DJ Maphorisa and Cubs of a Small. Ooh. Let's get it. And last but not least, sitting at number one.
Okay, another drum roll.
Another drum roll, please. We have Benicela with Mahu. We have Jazz Works as well.
Yes, hey, again.
Mahu and Jazz Works are actually cooking because they're in like majority of our top 10.
Hold on, let me hear a snippet, girl.
Come on now.
And there we go. That is it for number one. Boo, 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 boo.
When it takes the cup means
Ace. Oh, man. What a playlist. All right. Shout out to the Madivas community. Every week they never seem to disappoint us. Thank you so much once again. Wow. Okay, this will definitely be my pregame playlist if I, if I am going out or not.
Speaking of pregame, we're about to hop into our get guide, ma'am.
Okay.
What is going down this weekend? We just spoke about the fact that it's recess and we're about to have a ball. We're about to have a time. On Saturday, 6th September, live screening of Springboks versus All Blacks at Tigers Milk Qabega. The doors open at 8 a.m. until late. Be there
or be told. And then on Sunday, because you know the party never stops, we have the Secret Sunrise Bloom and Boogie. And where you can attend this event is at Hobby Beach Shark Pier. And the time will be from... 7:30 in the morning. Wake up early.
Yeah, until you're ready to go home.
Yes.
Which one are we going to? I want to watch the Springboks game.
Girl, we're doing both.
Let's go.
We're doing both.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes. So excited. Okay, because I do really need to like do stress.
Same. Because I know recess is not going to be recess for me.
Yo, bruh.
But yeah.
Like the catch-up game I'm about to get on is crazy.
Girl, we know that's a lie. But we know what isn't a lie is Rihanna celebrating 20 years in the industry.
Oh, yes. Rihanna is officially celebrating 2 decades of music greatness. And she's taking a moment to reflect on the incredible journey that has started with her debut album, Music of the Sun, which was released on 29 August 2005.
Where were you?
I wasn't even born yet.
You.
That's wild. At least she's been around for like 10 years.
Okay? Yeah, she's
wait,
been
Rihanna's
around.
Like Rihanna's music career is just as old as I am. That's crazy,
right? But you said you weren't even. Wait, your birthday is in
December.
Oh,
you don't know my birthday. We'll talk about this.
You don't know mine.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm a bad friend. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But yeah, man, Rihanna's music career, took off with her breakout single, Pondery Plan. To this very day, that is such an iconic song. But it also was tracks like Umbrella, We Found Love. Really?
I don't know why. It just popped up on my like playlist because I listened to all, like most of Rihanna's songs. It popped up. I was like, oh.
Right?
Wait a minute. I know this one. Mm-hmm. I was like, in primary.
Throwback Thursday, throwback what?
Yes.
Yeah, and also alongside the song Diamonds, that cemented, her status as one of the biggest artists in of her generation and of her time, right? So in an emotional Instagram post that I also saw over the weekend, the Barbadian superstar basically shared, you know, her gratitude with her followers. And it was like a whole reel of like all the songs that she had dropped, all her hit songs. And when I saw that post, I just thought to myself, wow, this girl is a superstar for real. And man, she has come such a long way in the industry. Her music is just so beautiful. It's just a pity that she's not dropping that album anymore.
Do you think she's going to retire soon?
Girl, she retired a long time ago. I feel like we should just give up on the fact that, like, no, she's like we're she's not going to get new music anymore.
I feel
like
she's going to come back. Or maybe denial. I don't know.
Yeah, so basically in the post, she was just, you know, thanking everyone who's been a part of her journey, you know. And what she basically said in the post is, like, 20 years ago, I left my country, my culture, my food, and my family to embark on a journey that started with the release of my very first body of music, is what she wrote on that Instagram. She also went on to thank her fans for being the most loyal, diehard supporters. We still are, because we are, at this point, we're on the verge of begging for a new album. I feel like we've been begging for years now. We should just let it go, guys. And
just one more.
No, she's a mommy now. Mamacita, she's in another era, okay? She cannot take care of us like that. I mean, she has bangers. She has bangers on bangers on bangers that will keep us warm. Yeah, that will keep us warm. That will keep us jamming. Because to this day, people still play those songs. People still listen to those songs. So, yeah, man, music is a timeless thing.
Music is life.
Yeah, music is life, and never dies.
I was talking about this with Lisa last week, that like you might listen to a song today and be like, no, I don't like it, and then like a few months later it like marinates and you're like, right, wow, this song.
With Rihanna, I'm so sorry, with Rihanna it was this No Love Allowed. I don't know if you know that song. Oh my goodness, that's such a beautiful song, No Love Allowed. There are so many underrated Rihanna songs that when I listen to her albums, I'm like, whoa, why did we skirt past this one?
Like, where has it been?
Right?
What was I going through to not understand these lyrics?
Right? Constellation? What? Mm-hmm. Listen.
Love on the Brain, who?
Okay. Okay. we doing that.
Yeah.
But anyway, to mark the milestone, Rihanna dropped her R20 merchandise collection that she has her fans buzzing about. So yeah, clearly she has moved on to greener pastures, you know. She's a businesswoman, she's a mommy, a mamacita. And
mamacita.
Yeah, man.
Let us know what songs you're gonna be jamming to in celebration of Rihanna's 10 years.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like put us on, man. Maybe there's a song we forgot, you know, to listen to. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there's a song maybe I don't know, maybe you don't know.
Right.
And I get to, like, you know, relive that experience. Hey.
Hey.
It's about that time.
It's about that time.
It's the combo of the day. Hey, ma'am. You know it's September.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
This is a time where we celebrate Heritage Day.
Yes.
In a few, is it 2 weeks from now? Okay, 20 days. 20 days. 20 days, 19, 18 days. Okay, but on the 24th, we're celebrating Heritage Day.
Oh, I'm sorry, girl. I was lost. I'm like, hold on.
On the 24th, we're celebrating Heritage Day. And I think excited about like getting to see what people wear or the colorful attire.
Yes,
I'm excited to taste food. Mm. That's gonna be, I know they're gonna like host something,
you know, we always do
right here by the growl.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to taste all the goodies.
Yes, but what I want to know from you is, what traditional dish, right, do you want the whole country to try out? And I don't know, give me a recipe, girl, because you know I'm colored. And I'm kind of tired of the cook sisters and the pickle fish that we have in Easter. And I don't know. I want to expand my palate. And I want to try new dishes out.
I mean, I am a diehard for mokgodu. Lebani papa.
Yeah.
Mokgodu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, put me on.
Mokgodu Mondays for Bante.
Take me there. Pick me. Choose me.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yes.
I love mokgodu, man. I can also, like, cook it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate the cleaning up process.
Okay.
But like the cooking part, I'm so down for. Basically, you just boil it until it's soft and like chewy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's very simple. You fry your onion.
Mm-hmm.
My mom puts green pepper.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you just make it a stew.
Okay.
And then you cook pap the way you always cook your pap.
Do you only eat it with pap or what else can you eat it with? Can you eat it just as is?
I eat it with pap. I'm sure you can.
Maybe with bread.
With bread. Dumpling. Yeah, dumpling. I was wanting the dumpling word. Yeah, man, with your steamed bread.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I genuinely need to try it out. I've actually never had mokhodu ever.
I'm going to cook it for you. I want to cook it for you.
Please.
I'm going to force you to eat it.
Please.
Because it's nice.
Please do.
I'm also down for... Okay, ish, you see this thing there? Mopani worms. Ish.
Yes. Ish. I've had mopani worms. Okay, is that's nice? Something I can say. Yes. Yes. I've only had it dry, not as a relish.
I've also had it dry. I hated it.
Really? I like how it tastes because I'm more of like a savory type of person. So it was like, it was nice and salty.
No, I think I had this thing of, no, but it's a worm. And it was like, why are we eating worms, guys? Like, it bothered me so much.
But you eat chicken.
Yeah, but...
You eat beef.
Chicken is chicken. Beef is beef.
What's wrong with a worm?
A worm?
Is it a worm?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I mean, it is a worm, but... Like, what am I even saying, girl? I can't listen.
Are you guys lying to me into believing that it's not a worm? Ma'am.
You know how with, like, what do they call it? Buffalo wings? Is it buffalo wings? You don't eat buffalo wings because they aren't buffalo wings. Maybe.
Where did buffalo wings actually come from? Like, now I'm concerned. Okay, but let's not go there.
Okay. Yes.
I've had it. For me, I know it's... Okay, my dad... I don't know if my dad lied. He said it's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to take a bite. And my sister was like, okay, I'm going to take a bite with you, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, 1, 2, 3, I took a bite. She didn't. And then she laughs at me. And I'm like, ma'am, excuse me.
What is this?
Like, what's going on? I mean, but it was pretty cool.
It was
edible. It was, because I'm a coconut, so it was very tough to swallow.
But would you eat it again?
I'm open to tasting the stew version of it.
Yes, I would also like to try out the stew version of it. And yeah, man, definitely mokhodu also. But you never actually told me, or told us, rather, about your tribe. And what do you eat? And what do you like? Where?
Okay, well, I'm Swati.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so I had to go all the way to Google for this.
Okay.
Because I feel like we mix, like, not just Swati people, but I feel like at home we mix, like, a bunch of dishes from, like, different tribes and cultures. Because we don't stick to, like, one thing anymore, you know? So I went all the way to ChatGPT for this one.
Aibo!
Skanjaja. Okay, but I also confirmed with my elders. I went straight home and I called them. And I was like, hey, man, what do we eat? Is it?
Oh, wait, what?
Okay, no, never
mind. Give plagiarism.
It's not. Because I did confirm with my mom and my dad. Because, you know, I don't eat anything that I haven't tasted before, which is crazy. Because I need to taste it to like it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm just weird like that. Okay, so we have umpito. And... So basically it's cooked pumpkin leaves prepared with ground nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty nice.
You haven't had it.
No, my granny did it.
Okay.
So I'll ask her for the recipe and then I'll try it out.
Okay.
And then I'll give it to you. And then we can like do a taste test together.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
We can.
Love it. Okay, what do you guys eat?
Okay, so I'm colored. What do we eat? We actually spoke about this on the way here. We basically eat, you know, pickled fish on Easter. That is like a must. I'm not really a pickled fish fan because my mom is not a pickled fish fan, so she doesn't cook it. So I wouldn't say I'm not a fan or I do like it because I've never... No, I'm lying. I've actually tasted it. My aunt made it really, really nice. So yes, pickled fish, but we usually just go for hake. What else? Like I said, babuti, snookfish, chicken curry. What else?
I can do the snookfish.
Oh, I don't like it.
Really? I don't like the bones. Like, I don't like having to break it apart.
I don't like how it smells.
Really?
I hate it.
I've never had a problem with the smell.
It smells like the ocean. Like, I don't know, man. It's just,
You're just fighting.
No. And then poikikos, we're very big on poikikos also. Mm. I would be lying if I said I know exactly how they make it. I just know the food is nice. Mm. That's it. I don't be cooking nothing. I just be peeling. That's it. But yeah, those are like four dishes that, you know, I mean, a couple of dishes that we have, that I have tasted, and then I'm like, yes, I. Oh, not forgetting Cook Sisters also.
Yeah.
Ah, delish, 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 delish. But I think it's fair to say that. Oh no no no. Mm.
Okay, guys, so we went around campus asking you guys, what is it that y'all like to eat from your people, from home, you know, from your tribe? And these are your responses.
It's Charles here. Today I'll be telling you some foods that I'd like to eat on campus since Heritage Day is coming up. So the first one is definitely going to be jollof rice. I'm sure you guys don't know, but I'm half Ghanaian, half Xhosa, and jollof is a West African delicacy. So I love it, absolutely love it. It's a combination of spices, vegetables, rice, meats, just everything and anything. And it's to die for. Honestly, love it so much, especially when it's a lot of meat. Emphasis on the meat. Yeah, I really like that. You can just eat it breakfast, lunch, and supper. That's how much I love it, for real. Second food, fufu, also a West African dish. You can see my West African side is coming out now. But yeah, fufu, to kind of give you an idea of what it is, it's like a sticky, stiff pap. Eat it with the gravy, and it's also amazing. Yeah, those are the two meals that I'd love to eat on campus. Looking forward to it.
I actually would love to taste
fufu. Same.
Jollof rice, not really, because it's like a mixture of like a lot of meats and veggies. And I don't know, I feel like I'm very
That sounds picky. Delicious. I'm going to try
it's
that
It's good
out.
If you like love meat, but I'm very picky. So I don't know if I would like it, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
okay.
like meat, so you would be down for
Girl,
it.
Girl, you know me.
Okay. Next one.
Sanibonani, Kamalanga Ngumduduzi, ngibuya eMpumalanga, I'm a Swati. I would like you to try umngqusho, the classic Swati dish. Umngqusho wenziwa ngestamp mixed with beans in a same pot. Then uya boiler until kuze kube soft. And how do you save umngqusho? You just like uya phaka epletini lakho, then uwenza nani? It can be meat, chicken stew, beef stew, or even gravy to make it not dry. Ungakhameki mawudla. Yo, it's the best delicious meal I've ever tasted, even now, whenever I'm home, ngiyayidla. Then the second dish is amasi. Not lawa a highly processed, certain isobriety or pick and pee. Amasi, since like I'm from rural areas in Makaya, we milk our cows, siyasenga in Masvuga. Then if genzel tsulukuthi libisi alipheli lonke, then the remaining of that milk becomes sour if like lihlala more than 3 days, yabo, since it's from a fresh cow. That milk that turns sour, automatically it became amasi filled with cream. That amasi served with uphuthu, ipapa. It's so nice. Mm. So I would like you to try that amasi. That's my traditional meal I would like you to try out.
Hey, yo, what's up? I'm Lamden Chris. And as we are in the month of heritage, as we are in the month, spring, starting spring, and we have to start spring with a banger of September. and ngalenyanga heritage, right? I have to think and remember a recipe or a dish, which is umngqusho, right? And umngqusho is one of my favorite dishes of all time. Yeah, well, if I'm having a bad day, umngqusho is the right choice. If I'm having a good day, umngqusho is still the right choice because umngqusho is the dish, right? So umngqusho is like simply a mixture of samp and beans, right? Red beans. And it takes a long time to make. Honestly, it takes a long time to make. But it's worth it. It's worth it. It takes like three hours. But like it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait. And me personally, I like to add some spice nyan, you know, and some sausage in there, you know, and all types of spices and sauces, like all the condiments you need, you know, bring that dish all the way up to, you know, another level. Yeah, well, and a lot of people say they enjoy umngqusho on a cold day, but me, I enjoy it each and every day. It doesn't matter the time or the day, but umngqusho is the choice. So yeah, and a special mention of a corn, right? Corn natana, bruh. And it's just goes yamba kamnandi in the liver on umngqusho. So yeah, man, that's a dish you should try.
For here to stay, me personally, I'd prefer two things: usmaili and isibindi. Those are the two most like forms of protein, because in the gym, I'd prefer those two, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My name is Zaman Junius here.
All right, thank you guys so much for putting us on. Okay, I know umngqusho is very popular.
I don't.
Even my mom cooks it like on a rainy day, but she makes it with beef stew.
Okay.
So
I need to try that out. I feel so left out.
Really? Okay. One thing I can promise that I can make you would be samp and beans. Okay, they say umngqusho, but yeah, that I can make for you with beef stew.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That sounds delicious.
So nice.
I'm so hungry.
Me too.
But anyway, we have come to the end of the pod. And, you know, as we like to do it right here on the Extended Cut, we like to sign out with a little gamey game.
Yeah.
Yes. So this game is called What Was That? Excuse me, what was that? Basically, how this game works is I'm going to say a statement.
Yeah.
Right? In my mother tongue. And the other presenter, that will be you.
Me.
We'll need to guess what I said. And the loser. Me. Guess a dare.
Oh, wait, is it a dare for each and every sentence or like a dare for the whole game itself?
No, we're going to play the game. Whoever scored less will be the loser. And they will have to do a dare.
Okay.
So, wait. So what should we do? Should we do three or five sentences? Let's do three.
Three.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
You go.
Okay. One, two, three. Breathe in. Breathe out. Are you ready?
Usa. Yes.
Okay, you've got 3 seconds to answer. I'm going to let you translate.
No, you should at least give me 5 seconds. 3 seconds.
Okay, sharp. 5 seconds. I'm going to give you time to translate.
Okay.
Let it soak in. Okay. Let it marinate. And then
I'm scared.
You must answer me.
Okay.
Asambe emfuleni soka emand.
Let's go get some water.
From the...
I don't know. From the river.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
You lied. Okay.
Nisaya gathenga ukudla.
I'm going to go buy food.
That's not fair because this is so easy. I made this so easy for you. Okay.
Go fix your bed.
Okay, fine. Okay, she got it. She got it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Because now I feel bad.
Is it my turn? If you give me some deep Afrikaans word, ne, okay. We're going to fight.
Okay, so I, at home, we don't speak, you know, proper pure Afrikaans. We speak Gombe's Afrikaans. Mm. So I'm going to try to, you know, add colored slang to mine.
Okay.
Just to give you a little bit of a challenge. But now I feel bad because
I went easy.
Okay.
Kind.
I'm going to try to be kind, but like, I want to win.
Great. Okay, cool. It's fine. I'll take my losses if I lose.
Okay. Let's start easy. Let's go with Awe Ulekala.
Hey, we're in Tombazan.
Five.
Wait, no. Repeat the sentence.
Okay. Awe Ulekala.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
That's I know Awe, so that just gave me like...
It's like, direct translation would be, you know, how does it look? But usually it's like, it was good.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's all the right. Same thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yes. Okay, she got that one right.
Two more to go.
Let's do... Okay. Ons eet vanaand saam as 'n gesin.
Ons eet is we eat.
Five. Four.
Hey, whoa. Okay. Two. I don't know.
One. Basically, ons eet vanaand saam as 'n gesin is like we eat together tonight as a family.
Yo, all I know is ons eet chuni.
How?
Hi.
Vanaand.
Vanaand king.
Saam.
Ah.
Together.
Ungelile.
Okay. Last one. Die son skyn vandag.
The sun's out today.
Yes.
Period. Guys, I think when it comes to Afrikaans, you will just know that one keyword. Because, wow.
Yeah, no, Afrikaans is difficult. I don't want to lie.
For someone who did Afrikaans for 12 years. Yeah, I'm horrible.
Girl, I could watch the news with my mom and I'm like, what are these people saying? And then I have to go, ma. Translate, because I don't understand.
So and yeah, she can speak Afrikaans.
Yeah, she you know, she's very, yeah, that's my mom.
What's my dear? Please be nice. Please be kind.
Okay, I dare you to call your roommate. No, your housemate.
Okay.
And tell her you need 500 rand.
Oh my word.
Just be okay. Like, girl, I'm in trouble right now. I need 500 rand or I don't know. Make up a story. Let's hope she picks up.
It's ringing. Please answer. If she doesn't answer, I have to call someone else, Nee.
Yes.
Why is she not answering? What if I was going to die and she's not answering? Okay, she's not answering. Let's try someone else.
Okay. Basically, wait, let's not say 500 rand because I don't think that's realistic.
Oh, no, she's in class.
Yikes.
Oof. Okay, let's try someone else.
Say they need to Uber you back home. You're in town.
In town?
Yes, and you don't have cash. To take a taxi.
No one's answering. Okay, wait. Let me try someone I know is going to answer. Who? Can I call my sister and cry?
Yes, actually. Okay, then we have to go with the 500 story because I was trying to make it realistic.
Oh, no. She's going to be like, you have.
This is quite exciting. I want to hear this.
Very, very scary. Again. Hold on. Oopsie. Sorry, guys. This is taking forever.
No, but I've heard a couple of stories about your sister from you. I don't know. I'm hoping she crashes out. I don't want to hear.
I feel like everyone's busy.
Everybody's busy. It's Why half 12.
Is everyone busy?
Okay.
I'm calling my dad because no one's answering.
Womp, womp, womp. Okay, this is the last. Otherwise, we're changing this day.
What am I going to tell my dad?
Just say you ran out of money. You need 500 rand. Simple.
This is like, okay, this is not my dad. This is very risky.
Wait, who's that?
Guys, no one's answering. Everyone's busy.
Ah, you didn't even let it ring that long.
It did.
Okay, no. It's cool. It's cool. I should come up with another dare.
I think it's because we're using a WhatsApp call. Why is everyone busy? It's a way. I feel like. Oh. Hi, bestie.
Yes.
Bestie, dog, I need 500 rand, dog. It's chai.
What?
I need your help.
Yes.
I need 500 rand.
Nice.
Dog, please make a plan, dog. Like, it's bad.
What did you do?
Just a dog. Dog, I need it. Like, I need it now. Like, I'll pay you back, like, tonight.
Let me try. I don't have it, but let me try to make a plan.
Okay.
Wait, W, bestie.
W, we're live.
Bestie.
You're live.
Wow.
Love you, Dan, Sana. Thank you, but I don't need 500. Unless you want to, like, bless me. Okay, bye.
Oh my goodness, that's such a cute best friend.
Love him down.
Okay, you have real ones in your corner for real. Shout out to your bestie.
I mean, when they answer their phones.
Yeah.
It takes them forever.
It takes them forever for real, but we understand. Ach man, shout out to you. Okay, yeah. You
no,
did
we
that.
Let him send the money first.
Okay, no, cool. Girl.
It's cool.
But yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
We have reached the end officially. You can follow us at Madiba's Radio on Instagram, TikTok, X, you name it. We on it, wherever it is.
You name it.
Period. She got the zoomies.
I got the zoomies.
Catch me on Instagram at lady_Esmeralda. And you can also catch in Bantlewe.
On @_Bantlewe on Instagram, on TikTok. Yeah, that's it.
That's about it. Yes, and that is a wrap. Have a beautiful, blessed week ahead and enjoy recess. Ciao.
It's been amazing. It's been great. This is The Extended Cut.
What's up? It's Cooley Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegaga? Because I've been at it since about the past 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh.
Yo, what up? This is Questa. Get off. I'm at all the stars. I'm from all the hits. Yeah, la vida. This is La La Madiba's Radio.